Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. I'm commenting on the death of Andrei Portnov, who was shot dead just a few days ago in Madrid, as in the capital of Spain. He was dropping his daughter off at an American school there. Well, was it yesterday? Anyway, so in a kind of upper middle class suburb of Madrid, this sort of thing just doesn't happen. I don't think it was random, a planned slaying. Now, why is he so important? Well, he was a major figure in Ukrainian politics, and he was a highly successful lawyer, had his own firm. He'd been very close to Yulia Tymoshenko, who was prime minister in the early noughties, the woman with that kind of special plait hairstyle, which she said is a tradition amongst women in her family. So she's very pro-Western. Indeed, her daughter went to rugby school, is married to a British guy. Tymoshenko, she'd been a member of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union way back in the 1980s, but she wanted Ukraine to be genuinely independent. She's a quarter Lithuanian as well. But Portnov was actually on that side, but some people, was he always a deep cover Russian agent? It was after 2014, he went over to the other side when Yanukovych was elected president. Remember, Yanukovych failed in 2004. With this massive cheating in the election, the Orange Revolution, when the huge-scale demonstrations made sure that Yushchenko, Viktor Yushchenko, the pro-Western president, took office. But Yanukovych obviously had Moscow's backing, the FSB had their tentacles and everything. And in eastern Ukraine, southern Ukraine, the more Russophone regions, he had a lot of support. But the pro-Moscow caucus in Ukraine was up to 30% of the population. 30% plus a bit of cheating, plus forming alliances with other groups, was enough to get them over the line. Anyway, because for some people, it's not quite binary, you know, pro-Western or pro-Moscow. Because remember, over 20 years ago, relations between the Western world and Russia were not that bad. And people feel that they didn't actually have to make a choice. But anyway, Portnov was well known for issuing veiled death threats to journalists who wrote about him, any reportage that was less than flattering. So those people who'd participated in the Maidan Revolution 2014, Portnov was wanting to take them down. Eventually, he ran away to Russia. He used to issue horrific threats to female journalists that he'd be raped and things like that. So he was up to his eyeballs in corruption. He was a right-hand man of Viktor Yanukovych, the one who fled to Moscow in 2014, was still there. And when Russia invaded in 2022, trying to overthrow the democratically elected president, they were probably going to put Yanukovych back in power in Kiev if they succeeded, and maybe they'd have him request that Ukraine be allowed to accede to the Russian Federation. This is what they've done with their puppet states, the Luhansk People's Republic and the Donetsk People's Republic, and so on. So he owned News One, this Ukrainian TV channel, which obviously gave Putin's version of events. So yeah, he'd lived in Spain, he was very wealthy, and it's perhaps curiously ironic that he chose to live in a democratic country, a member of the European Union, a member of NATO and so on, had his child going to an American school. So he was very much involved in the Russian mob, and everyone knows that Russia is a mafia state. That's what WikiLeaks said. So I remember there was some testimony before Congress by, was it an FBI officer saying, suppose you're in the bar of a five-star hotel in Switzerland, you meet a very well-dressed Russian middle-aged man speaking almost accentless English, and that he says he works for a major Russian corporation. Now, he could be someone who really is a corporate executive, or he could be an SVR officer, Russia's External Intelligence Agency, or he could be a mafioso. More fascinatingly, he could be all three, and all three organizations could be very happy with that symbiosis. So anyway, who shot him dead? It was clearly a targeted hit. These people, they know what they're doing, that this guy was killed, nobody else got hit, and the gunman got away so far. They might be apprehended later. Obviously, Spain's got fairly effective law enforcement. It has to deal with organized crime, with drug traffickers, I'm normally trying to carry out hits there. It was a bolt hole for gangsters from Ireland and Great Britain and so on. And the drug gangsters there, they try not to carry out too many of their killings in Spain, not to provoke the Spanish authorities too much, but it's a transit point for getting drugs from Latin America into Spain and then around Europe. So who killed him? Okay, qui bono from this? Well, his enemies were legion. Who would want to kill Portnov? Now, I know that people are going to say it's the Ukrainian state, the SBU, as in Ukrainian Security Services, but they've never killed anyone outside either Ukraine or Russia, to my knowledge, or even been accused of it. Why would they do this? What would they gain from that? Vengeance, perhaps, frighten Putinites in Ukraine and abroad, make them flee back to Russia. Not really much of a gain. And the other thing is what they risk. Spain is an allied country, a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, like I said, a member of the European Union. And so Ukraine is very keen to join both of these. That killing is against Spanish law. So the Spaniards would be offended. You don't kill our people. You could request his extradition or something to Ukraine, which you haven't done. Why wouldn't you try that first? So the Spanish wouldn't like it, and they donate to Ukraine pecuniarily, militarily. They've trained Ukrainian troops. They play host to tens of thousands of Ukrainian refugees. The Ukrainians would not want to jeopardize all of this for almost nothing in return. Portnov is not very important right now, so I don't think they would do that. And so who would do it? Now, there are other people in the Russian mob who fell out with him. Is it the Russian state who want a false flag operation to pin it on the Ukrainians? But you know, the Russian state media has not been talking long and loud about how Ukraine did this. There have been some such comments, but the fact that they haven't pumped out that lie makes that seem like a confession to me. So I doubt the Ukrainians would risk so much. And there's always a chance that the slaying goes wrong, that you accidentally shoot the wrong person, someone else who looks like him, or the bullets miss and hit a Spanish bystander, that your people get arrested, and then you've lost two or three intelligence officers or agents who are going to be serving life imprisonment in Spain. That's going to turn public opinion against the Ukrainians. So they really wouldn't want to do this. Notably, those fires at Sir Keir Starmer's house, I know sub judice. I'm not assuming guilt. Okay, I presume the innocence of those who are charged. But two of them are Ukrainians. Now, why would Russia hire them? They could be pro-Moscow Ukrainians. They could be just dimwits who've got no idea what they're setting fire to. They're just doing it for money. Didn't know it was Starmer's house and didn't know who's paying them ultimately. Desperate for money. But why would Russia want to hire Ukrainians precisely to cause a backlash against Ukraine, to provoke anti-Ukrainian sentiment in the United Kingdom and abroad? So Portnov, he tried to use the judicial system to further Russian state interests, and that's of the mafia. So there's no doubt there's been unconcealed elation in Ukraine and elsewhere that one of Putin's puppets has got his comeuppance, and they will say "Sic semper ad tyrannis." And they particularly see him as a traitor, as he did advocate the cause of Ukrainian freedom 20 years ago, and that he then turned his coat. So a warning to those in occupied Ukraine that the long arm of Ukraine will get you. It could have been Ukrainian freelancers not doing it on the order of the government, on their own, off their own bat. So there are a number of different possibilities here. I suspect it won't be the last time there'll be the targeted killing of a Ukrainian traitor abroad. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And by the way, I don't condone this. I don't encourage anyone to carry out these unlawful killings in Spain or anywhere else. It shouldn't have been done. And if you happen to know anything, please inform the Spanish police. Goodbye.